Well, Peter, I was held in solitary confinement throughout the entire duration of my imprisonment in Iran, which was 13 and a half months or 410 days. In the beginning, I wasn't allowed to see my now husband, Shane, or my friend Josh at all. And eventually they would allow me to see them for short periods of time in the open air cell, which is sometimes, it's very similar to what we have here in the United States and often called a dog run. It's a slightly larger cell with tall stone walls and bars over the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So for 410 days, the only time I could see the sky was through the bars on the top of, over the roof of the open air cell. And the only contact, human contact I had was with guards and very brief periods with my fiance and friend.
Mm-hmm.
And after a few months, my mind really began to slip. I experienced insomnia, really terrible nightmares, and I eventually started to have hallucinations and really violent panic attacks.
Mm.
I would spend a lot of my time just crouched down on all fours. There's a really small slot in my cell door, listening for any sounds from the outside world, trying to orient myself. And at times, I completely lost control and began screaming and even beating it at the walls of my cell.
Mm-hmm.
So this is called no touch or white torture. And since when I was freed and I came back to the United States, I was deeply shocked to find that literally tens of thousands of people are held in conditions in this country that are very similar to the conditions that I was in Iran, but many of them for much, much longer periods.
Yeah. Now, could you talk about how you marked the passage of a day? Give us a little description about whether it was lights on all the time, or if you were in darkness, if you were allowed to read, or any other form of diversion.
Well, very, very slowly, over the span of many, many months, our conditions improved as far as having reading materials. The lights were never turned off. And I eventually had access to a television, which had a clock on it, and that helped tremendously. In the beginning, I mostly kept track of the days by the very small square of light that came through the high window in my cell. The window was covered with a thick sheet of perforated metal, which I think is also very common in U.S. prisons. So very little light came through, but it cast some light on my wall, which would slowly move across the room throughout the day. And I marked when I would get my meals and when I would be allowed to go outside, or not outside, but to the open air cell for exercise, mm-hmm. by the movement of that light across the wall.
And did you perform any exercise? Did you pace or do jumping jacks or push-ups, anything to try to stimulate your body and also pass the time?
Yeah, of course. Exercise is one of the only things that kept me sane. And kept me from falling into a really bottomless abyss of depression. I exercised as much as I possibly could, many, many hours a day. I meditated, I did yoga, I did anything I could to distract myself from